88.9 Shine FM and Parenting Moments each Wednesday morning here on Shine FM with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We've made it to December and a new topic.
Woohoo!
Seven essentials for encouraging gratitude in your children this Christmas.
That's right. So for the month of December, I'll be sharing highlights from the book Making Grateful Kids as we move through the Advent season. Trying to make grateful kids isn't just an issue for families, it is an issue for society as well. Society desperately needs to harness the power of gratitude. As our world becomes more culturally diverse and digitally connected, and as complex societal problems mount, gratitude may help catalyze the motivation and skills youth need to succeed not just academically, but in the life test too. So to start off, number one of the seven essentials is model and teach gratitude. I really encourage parents to have a read of Bono and Froh's book, Making Grateful Kids. It contains 32 concrete scientifically based strategies for encouraging gratitude in children. This month, we're going to be looking, though, at the underlying pinnings of what creates a grateful child. And we're going to cover seven essentials. And the first essential is for us to model and teach gratitude. Our children are designed by God to want to be like us. We provide the blueprint for what to say and what to do in what context. Expressing gratitude through words, writings, and small gifts are acts of reciprocity that teach our children how to become more grateful. Doing this will help make your appreciation for the goodness in your life more public. Showing your kids that blessings abound and that being thankful is a valid attitude. So we can promote gratitude directly to our children by helping them appraise the benefits they receive from others. And I've shared this before on air, but there are four components of making a deeply meaningful gratitude experience.
Okay.
Notice, think, feel, do. So notice. What have you been given, or what do you already have in your life that you are grateful for? Think. Why do you think you received this gift? Do you think you owe that giver something in return? Do you think the gift was something the giver had to give you, or was it something that they did just because? Feel. Does it make you feel happy to get this gift? What is the feeling inside of you? And then do, is there a way that you want to show how you feel about this gift to the giver?
That's really good.
Yeah. So again, notice, think, feel, do.
Okay. And it always comes back to the parents setting a good example.
That's right.
And we should. Kimberly, thank you very much. We'll continue this topic as we go here every Wednesday throughout the month. But first up, for those that maybe need a refresher or those who don't know much about you, tell us about the Eckert Center.
Yeah, so we are a full-service center. So what that means is not only do we provide counseling services for the whole family, but we also do learning assessments, or what are called psychoeducational assessments, to support kids who need extra help at school or an enriched program at school. And we serve children, teens, and adults. So the whole life spectrum.
Okay, I like that. Well, I know throughout life, families have a whole spectrum of issues to deal with. So it's great that you can help them out. Of course, EckertCenter.com, you can book an appointment there. A couple of locations, north and south in the city. And perhaps somebody right now is going to get a free initial consultation.
Yes. So let's go with caller number two today.
Sounds good. 403-276-8888, caller number two right now. Well, thank you, Kimberly. Always a great topic you come up with every month. So we'll continue this look at the essentials for encouraging gratitude in children this Christmas season next week. Have a great day.
You too.